An unprecedented plan to transport liquefied natural gas is being proposed in the northeastern United States. Mark Ruffalo recently brought attention to the project before a September 10th meeting of the Delaware River Basin Commission.
Okay, the fracking industry has reached a total new level of insanity and corruption, everybody. They're trying to transport liquefied fracked gas by trucks and old rail cars down the Delaware River, which supplies the drinking water for 15 million people. The liquefied gas is so explosive that 22 rail cars would have the same force as a Hiroshima bomb. Now, this crazy Trump-backed plan has moved forward in total secrecy without any serious study or public comment, despite grave concerns by medical experts and environmentalists. But what's even more crazy is that the four Democratic governors of New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and Pennsylvania are poised to go along with this plan this Thursday at a meeting of the Delaware River Basin Commission. Please, let's stop this craziness. Sign the petition to stop it at moveon.org/Delaware River.
So obviously that meeting that Mark Ruffalo was referring to took place on September 10th. And to discuss this project, we're joined now by Jocelyn Sawyer, the South Jersey organizer with Food and Water Watch and Food and Water Action. Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was on the agenda at that meeting of the Delaware River Basin Commission on September 10th, and what was the outcome?
What was initially before the DRBC was a docket for their approval about constructing a dock as part of an export terminal in Gibbstown, New Jersey. We discovered that this is just one piece in a puzzle for this massive fracked gas plan that's about exporting liquefied fracked gas from Pennsylvania overseas, and that was actually the material that was going to be transported and exported from this port. But the LNG aspects was hidden from the public. And so last year, the Delaware River Basin Commission, which is the agency that's tasked with protecting the environment in the Delaware River Basin, they approved that docket to move forward with the construction of this dock at this port without really disclosing the fracked gas element and without considering the entire cradle-to-grave environmental impacts of the project. And so our friends at the Delaware Riverkeeper Network, another environmental advocacy group, they brought a legal challenge against that decision, that decision was not right because the full impacts of the project weren't considered. And this past spring, we testified, members of the public, residents in the area testified at DRBC to make the case that this needed to be reconsidered. And so at this past meeting, they were revisiting that decision to approve this project. We were expecting a decision, and actually what ended up happening was that the DRBC decided they need more time to go over all of the testimony and the evidence and consider, and so they postponed a vote. So we're kind of still in limbo about whether this project is going to be permitted by the DRBC. But what they also did is they voted to pause construction, that the company that is trying to build this project, New Fortress Energy, Delaware River Partners, they can't begin construction until a review has been conducted.
Jocelyn, can you explain what liquefied natural gas is and what makes it so dangerous?
Liquefied natural gas, it is fracked gas that has been supercooled to a liquid state, supercooled actually to -259 degrees Fahrenheit. It's highly volatile, very explosive. If there is a train or truck accident, if that gas is released, it immediately expands into a cloud of heavy, cold vapor. If the vapor is ignited, it can ignite into a fire that is so hot that it can't be put out. The vapor cloud can travel. It can travel before igniting. It can cause asphyxiation. If that vapor cloud is allowed to settle in areas that are populated, it's just the potential for disaster with this substance is huge. It is definitely not something that we want transported down busy highways and through populated communities in Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
This project is unprecedented. Transporting liquefied natural gas, also called LNG, by rail, by truck to export. Can you tell us about New Fortress Energy and their intention in the fracked gas market? Why are they pushing this project forward?
At this point, I mean, the fracking industry is really not profitable. And in fact, there has been such a frenzy of fracking in this country that we have a huge gas glut. There is way more supply than demand. And so natural gas prices have plummeted, and that is not good news for frackers. And so what we've been seeing is that the fracking industry is turning to even, you know, newer, wilder schemes just to try to make a profit. And they're really turning right now towards exports, and specifically trying to export gas overseas to be turned into plastics. And that's really what this project is about, what New Fortress Energy is trying to do. It's creating this project that's shipping gas from Pennsylvania, processing it in a facility up in Bradford County, northeastern Pennsylvania is their intention. And then they want to transport it down to Gibbstown by truck or rail, and then export it overseas. So it's, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with energy in this region. It's just about trying to boost profits for the fracking industry. It really, the steps of permitting and approving this project, it's been like a death by a thousand cuts. It's been, you know, an air quality permit application that crops up here, or this docket that was put before the Delaware River Basin Commission about asking their approval to construct this dock at this export terminal that didn't even mention anything about, you know, that they're going to be shipping liquefied natural gas, this hugely volatile, dangerous substance, into this port. And so, yeah, it really has been a process of just needing to piece together the whole story and trying to get the word out to the public so that, you know, people living in this area understand what actually is coming forward.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Jocelyn Sawyer, the South Jersey organizer with Food and Water Watch and Food and Water Action. How was New Fortress Energy able to get approval to ship liquefied natural gas by rail cars?
This is actually a very specific, special thing that President Trump has decided to allow. So in April 2019, Trump issued an executive order calling on the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, PHMSA, to approve rail cars for transporting liquefied natural gas on a very tight timeline. And that is not something that had been done, that is typically done. And so there is a rushed process to approve these rail cars. And very soon after that executive order, actually by the end of last year, New Fortress Energy's subsidiary had been approved to transport liquefied natural gas by rail, specifically along this route for this project. So, you know, it really seems like this is a part of the Trump energy agenda, that he is working with the fracking industry to push these new avenues for profits, just wilder and even more reckless things to do with natural gas. The fracking industry is all about putting profit over people. The entire spin of fracking as a bridge fuel or as a fuel that was going to help us transition to clean energy, that is completely industry talking points and an industry spin. And really the whole project of fracking has just been about using more and more extreme methods to get more and more gas to make more of a profit. And it's this reckless experiment really that is imploding. So at this point, you know, it's not about what the need is or about meeting energy demand or anything. It's actually, we're seeing the fracking industry in cahoots with the plastics industry scheming about how to make us consume more plastic so that they can keep producing it from fracked gas and they can keep drilling. So it's really, I mean, it's just a total death cycle, and it absolutely needs to be stopped. We need a national ban on fracking yesterday.
And for those that want to learn more about Food and Water Watch, Food and Water Action, and their research and organizing around the fracking industry, where should they go?
To find out more information about our work at Food and Water Action, folks can go to our website at foodandwaterwatch.org. We have a lot of great research there. If you go to foodandwaterwatch.org/library, you can find our reports about fracking's Bridge to Nowhere, about plastics, locked into plastics and pollution, reports about that connection I was naming between fracking and plastics industry. You can also follow us on Facebook at Food and Water Watch New Jersey or Food and Water Watch New York. That is the best way to follow actions, petitions, events that we're involved with. Or for folks in New Jersey, if you text No Fossil Fuels to 69866, you can sign up for our campaign to urge Governor Murphy to enact an emergency moratorium on fossil fuels, including the Gibbstown Fracked Gas Export Terminal.
This has been Jocelyn Sawyer, the South Jersey organizer with Food and Water Watch and Food and Water Action. Thank you for joining us on Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much.